Glad to see you made it to my barbecue, Don. Anything in particular you want to throw on the grill?
No cancer for me, but thanks, Yael.
I wouldn't hurt you, Don. You're right that grilling meat can produce carcinogens, but there's plenty one can do to prevent this. First, let me tell you where the carcinogens come from. There are two sources. One is heat itself. Meats such as beef, chicken, and fish contain proteins that, when heated at high temperatures, form carcinogens that have been linked to cancer of the colon, breasts, and prostate. But because this is a matter of heat, other methods of cooking meat, such as boiling and frying, can produce carcinogens too. Thus, one thing you can do to prevent the formation of these carcinogens is to turn down the heat. Cook meat at a lower temperature, cut it into uniform pieces, and turn it often. One doesn't have to char burgers in order to kill the bacteria. In addition, use marinades, especially those with a citrus base. Marinades have been found to reduce these carcinogens by as much as 99%.
I feel a little bit better, but what about that other source of carcinogens that you mentioned?
The other way in which grilling produces carcinogens has to do with fat. When fat drips from the cooking meat onto an open flame, the fire flares up and produces a dark-colored smoke. This smoke comes into contact with the meat and renders it carcinogenic. Good news is that a pan or some foil to catch the fat drippings is all you need to prevent this kind of carcinogen from forming.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.